Pops, I promise I won't try very hard not to cry up here. While we're waiting for electrons to find their place on the computer system, I have to tell you about a miracle. And this miracle isn't what you would think it is. It started about a year and a half ago. Lori and I decided that in serving the Lord, we had to start tithing. And tithing is pretty difficult because you're giving up money. But we did it, and we stayed faithful. And the Bible tells us that if you give 10% of your first fruits, your earnings, then He will bless you through it. He says, test Him. You're not allowed to test God in anything except this. He will let you test Him in tithing. That's when the miracle started. Through the past year and a half, we've been growing and learning and being tested. Most of you know about the railroad. What most of you don't know is that I got a phone call on Friday morning from the Union Pacific, who is our overseer. The Union Pacific signal maintainer that I've had contact with, who kind of taught me what I'm doing up here, told me that Union Pacific looks like they're taking over the railroad, which means we're all out of a job. I've been expecting it because of certain issues. He told me that I need to get him a key so he can get into the signal cabinets. He asked me what's going on with the signals. I kind of told him and asked him if they happen to hire, let me know. Or if he happens to know who's going to take over the line after they put their hand in it, to let me know, because there's a lot of people that need a job. And I left it at that. And I called my buddy Chris, and I filled him in on what we had just heard. 5 minutes later, I got a phone call. I'm on the phone with Chris, and I get a phone call from Ken Roberts at K&K. Now, previously in the week, I talked to Ken about a job, and he couldn't hire me because he's already full. It's slow. The whole country is slow. You can imagine how Alturas is. But over the past year, I've learned that God wants me to take it one day at a time. Worry about today and let tomorrow worry about itself. For if He can clothe the lilies, what more will He do for you? So I let it to the Lord, one day at a time. Lord, I'm not going to worry about tomorrow because tomorrow's going to worry about itself. And in that, I gave everything to Him. As you know, I told you last Easter Sunday, I've given everything to Him. Everything. And I don't worry about it. Friday morning, after I'm talking to Chris, I get a phone call from Ken Roberts. He said, when do you want to start? In the book of Ephesians, there's a Bible verse, I don't remember the quotation. It says, where He closes one door, He will open another. I read that Bible verse about 3 months ago, 4 months ago, because I had applied for a job at the county in the engineering department, and I got passed over. Didn't even get an interview. I thought, no, Lord, where You close one door, You'll open another. You closed it. He told me to wait on the Lord. Miracle doesn't stop there. It gets way better. We haven't been paid since April 10th. None of us. We haven't talked to our boss. We don't know where he's at. He skipped town. What do you do? I mean, you got bills to pay. You got food to put on the table. We trusted the Lord. Yesterday morning, I should back up. Last weekend, somebody came to me. God spoke to him. God said, this family needs help. This person gave us a gift right when we needed it. I got to get my ice cream. I got to buy my kids a soda pop because I was flat broke. Not a nickel to my name. I don't want to use my credit card. Something else we told God, don't use a credit card. You're relying on a credit card, not God. Throughout the week, somebody else came to me, gave me another gift. I could make my trailer payment. An RV trailer. It's used for fun in the sun. We don't really need it, but how are you going to get rid of it? And we got it because we thought the railroad was going to succeed. So we went ahead and bought it. And now we've got a payment and no job. We were gifted enough money to make the trailer payment. Then Lori got paid. We made our house payment. We get to keep the house for another month. We're still trusting in the Lord. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen. Yesterday morning, Lori woke up. I woke up. We did our chores. She said, how many more bills do we have? Oh, I don't know. $500 of bills. They're coming due. We still need to go shopping. Oh, yeah, there's one more thing. Last week, I was looking in the freezer, and it's empty. We need to go to the store. No beef. No turkey. Somebody came by with two big grocery bags full of beef. Prime ribeye steaks. Wow. Yesterday morning, somebody came by. They gave us a $100 gift card to Holiday Market. An hour later, somebody else came by with a $200 gift card to Holiday Market. About 20 minutes later, I'm doing a job for a guy. And he said, you know, how much is this worth to you? I said, well, I don't know. I don't do this very often. I'm thinking in the back of my mind, $50, $100. He wanted to give me an advance. I said, no, cash on the barrel. I don't do that kind of stuff. I'll build it, and then you can pay me. And I'll keep track of my hours, and you can decide what's fair. I don't want to put a dollar sign on it. So he came over yesterday just to chit-chat. He said, how's that bar coming? Oh, it's coming along. I got kind of inundated. He said, how's your finances? I said, well, we need money. We're no paycheck yet, and bills are due. He pulled his wallet out and gave me $500. I paid all my bills and little left over. I said, boy, that's way too much. He said, no, it's not. If you think it is, you think of something extra you can do for the Lord. You see, everything I do now is for the Lord. Everything I do is for the Lord. This miracle started a year and a half ago when we started tithing. He blessed us through it. Yeah, I got a job. I took a huge pay cut. Huge. 50% pay cut. But he got me the job so I can provide for my family, so I can still tithe to my church and build my church family up. I can put food on my table. I got two beautiful kids, a lovely wife, a house over my head, a church family. But most of all, I have a miracle. Where did I get the miracle? And what is the miracle? A miracle isn't raising people from the dead, and it's not people living through a car crash, and it's not people getting jobs and having good retirement funds. The miracle is Jesus Christ dying on a cross for me and you. The miracle is me becoming humble. Me being softened, my hardened sailor's heart, my drunkard attitude, my wayward attitude has been taken away. The Lord has softened me enough to focus on Him through thick and thin. And I challenge you to look inside yourself and to ask God You know, people think praying has got to be eloquent and big fancy words and special. You know, we've been watching these movies lately. Been kind of going away from the hardcore terror, thriller, mystery movies. We've been getting down to the basic Little House on the Prairie type movies. There's a movie called Faith Like Potatoes. You got to see it. Some people, it might just be a movie to them. For me, it was a mountain mover. Because here's a farmer in Australia or in South Africa. And he softened his heart. The Holy Spirit came upon him and softened his heart. Because he had nothing. He was living out in the desert with nothing. And the first thing he did is he accepted Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. And then he said, Jesus, simple prayer. Same prayer I do almost every day. He raised his hands. He said, Jesus, I don't have nothing. I got me. Take me. You've got me. I give you myself. I give you everything I've got, Lord. I give you myself. I give you my kids. I give you my wife. I give you my house. I give you my bills. And I want to serve you. I want to do your work. You see, because if you're doing God's plan, if you're living according to His will and not your own, He's got a mission. And don't you think that if He dies on the cross for you and He gives you the mission, don't you think that He's going to give you the power and the tools and the necessities for it? Don't you think He's going to give you the strength inside to do His will? He's going to, and He has. He provided my family everything we needed. And then some. I got ribeye steaks and ice cream. I got my best friend sitting in the pews Sunday morning for the first time. I got another buddy on the railroad. He accepted Jesus Christ last year. I don't know what God has in store for me. But I know it's now my mission in life to tell everybody I know what He has done, what He is doing, and what He can do. This morning, they've got big, fancy, loud speaker systems and TV screens and hallelujahs and all this stuff, books and instruction manuals, you name it, how to become spiritual, how to become Christian. You know what? 28:29. Right there. Then they asked Him, what must we do to do the work God requires? Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one He sent. That's as simple as it gets. It really is. I challenge you to search the Scripture for your own life. Book of Ephesians talks about opening and closing doors. The book of Exodus, Genesis, which I'm not sure which one, talks about tithing. If you're going to be a Christian, if you're going to be a follower of the Lord, part of relying on Him is giving Him the first fruits. Give Him a tenth of what you make. And that's a faith builder. It was for me. I mean, we start giving a tenth. And it was a long time, a year and a half. Yeah, it felt good giving the church money. It always feels good to give. Here's the faith builder. Yeah, Fred, this is Dave York with UP. How you doing? Just calling to let you know that we're probably going to be taking over the railroad. What does that mean to me? We're out of a job. No job. No money. House payment, bills, utilities, food, gas, no money. Rely on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. Not only eternally saved, but He's going to do what He needs to do to help you out. To make it simple, He gave us money for a house payment, He gave us food, you name it. So there's your challenge. Look in the Scriptures, trust in the Lord, and amen. And let's say a prayer real quick. Heavenly Father, we are amazed by Your power and Your wonders, and Lord, I'd ask you that you would help each person here to look inside their heart, and that you would put the Holy Spirit on them to soften them and draw them near to you.